Waratah squad, and had a bit of a mixed bag at Waratah, but a fantastic game again for the Rebs as they've taken on Eastwood. Is Jed Holloway, and Jed made fantastic to see back at Clubland. Lovely to put on the candy stripes, but it's all about the top end. But still, nothing better than playing for the Rebs, and hopefully we'll get to see a grand final on September the 1st.
It's not the result we probably wanted today, but and the coaches will then go to the drawing board and have a look at it. It's only early season, and as you know, you don't win championships this early. And yeah, I enjoy every opportunity I get to come back to this great club and get to play with boys I've played with for, you know, almost 10 years now. So I really relish that challenge.
Of course, you've been a professional now at the Waratahs. You started the season in the starting side, but you know, Will Miller's come in and done a bit of a job here and there. And also, it's just one of those things, the ebb and flows of playing, you know, in a successful side is sometimes just the changes help a winning culture and help things going. How have you enjoyed the season in spite of a bit of a kick in the guts in not starting?
I'm not really that disappointed. It's just I'm happy to get to contribute to a great team. You know, we were obviously had a good look at what happened last year, and we identified the issues that went on, and I truly believe that we've changed those. And so whether it's starting or coming off the bench or even just serving a bit of time as a member of the squad, you know, I really enjoy it. We've created a great culture in there this year, and I think, you know, it's been evident in a few of the games at the start of the year. Although we didn't get the Chockies versus the Lions, you know, we've gone back to the drawing board, we've learned from it, and ready for this block ahead versus all the New Zealand sides.
A lot of whining on the periphery about the New Zealand sides, but they're very, very good teams. But by the same token, everybody can be beaten. It's about the moments, like we've seen today with the Rebs up against Eastwood. It's just about those things that are about 30 seconds in the whole collective of the game, maybe a drop pass, tight end, or scrum going backwards or something, which not only gives the opposition ball or you the ball, but also has a psychological effect on you as well.
Yeah, I think one of our Waratahs coach, Simon Cron, says it perfectly. It's all about the next 10 seconds in a rugby game, and it's how we react. And I think we did that quite poorly. Eastwood were good in that today. They shifted the momentum when we were on top early on, and then we didn't get to capitalise on it. But, you know, the beauty about versing all these New Zealand sides is we've got two New Zealand head coaches pretty much in Cronie and Darryl Gibson. So we're really well prepared. I think, you know, it'll be a good challenge for us, but we're really excited about it.
Should be excited too. You want to be able to take out down the best, because there's all that thing, you know, you don't just be playing mediocre sort of rugby, but by the same token, if you can take down the best, you've got that confidence in when you finally pick up that Wallabies cap that you've been sort of looking for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's obviously a big goal of mine, and I'll continue to work hard in the extras I do off the field. But yeah, it's just enjoying the game, and at the moment it's something I'm really loving. You know, whether it's back here getting to punch out 80 minutes for the club that I love, or going in and playing for the state that I love as well, and only, you know, getting the time I get. But it's just taking the opportunities when I get them and be ready when they come.
How do you get over all the sort of injuries and all that sort of stuff? Do you try and keep positive, or you just think, oh, this is just a lot of hard work when you're by yourself, you know, doing the rehab, but also you're not part of the actual group, which is so much fun to not only play but be around the boys as well?
Yeah, it does get hard there. You do a lot of self-reflection, but what it does do is it makes you realise what type of person you are, and you overcome those challenges. And when you eventually come out at the end of the tunnel, it's really quite rewarding. And at the end of the day, if you do have a bad performance or something like that, you're able to, you know, move on, because you know what type of person you are, and you've got that substance, and you've got other things you like away from footy. And that's something that I learn about myself, and able to overcome those hurdles and not really be sitting there kicking stones for the next 2 to 3 days, and realising what you need to improve, taking it on the chin, and then getting in Monday really keen and really ready to work.
Just happened today as the Rebs got stitched up against the Woodies, but you've just got to move on. And as the coach said after the game, don't blame anybody else. Just take accountability for your own performance and get into it. And Jed, it's great to catch up with you again. Wish all the best. Just keep racking up the caps for the Waratahs, and of course the inevitable cap for the Wallabies will come. So I want to thank you for your time.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.